Child, touch my soul with your cries, and the music will know what we found. I hear 100 goodbyes, but today I hear only one sound.
I love that song. Thank you, Neil Diamond, for writing it. Thank you, Elvis Presley, for singing it. Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me questions at bruce@bruceallen.com. It's time for some political talk with Sherrilyn Harley Laban, who served as a political appointee in the George W. Bush administration. She's a spokesperson for a number of other places. She's a contributor to Town Hall. She's on Fox News. She's all over the place, and she's brilliant, and she's my friend. Welcome back to the show, Sherrilyn.
You might hear.
There you are.
Yes, there I am.
So we've got about 12 or 13 minutes to cover about 4 hours worth of subjects. So I hope you can talk fast.
Yeah.
There's been just a little bit of news going on out of the Supreme Court. Would you care to talk about our beloved Supreme Court?
Just a little bit. So as we know, it was a pretty, as maybe your listeners don't know, it was a 5-4 decision. And, you know, I must say to your...
Wait. There were a bunch of decisions. Which was the 5-4?
5-4 and the Hobby Lobby decision. All right.
Oh, you mean that Hobby Lobby, that company that is anti-women?
Yeah, that one.
The one that subjugates their women and don't want to have them get any birth control at all? That one?
No, yeah, that one. That one that provided...
The one that put their religious bigotry all over us and force us to work for them? Is it that one?
That provided 16 out of 20, and it's still not enough for some people.
Oh, but they're just anti-women. These are bigoted people that are just horrible, right?
Apparently so. And they had nerve to be so generous that they offered and covered 16 out of 20 forms of contraception.
Wait, but isn't contraception a right guaranteed by the Constitution?
Well, I think under Obamacare, they would want you to think that, my friend.
I thought that everything is a right nowadays, except the right of Hobby Lobby to run their own business under their values. They don't have that right, correct?
Right. So here's the situation. So I think your listeners need to understand that this was really a very narrowly construed decision, okay? Because the Supreme Court, this was Judge Alito, what he wrote in his decision is this only applies to closely held corporations. Now everybody's thinking, well, what's a closely held corporation? I had to look it up myself as well. A closely held corporation is one that has a limited number of shareholders and that one that is only publicly traded on occasion. So this certainly does not apply to Target or Walmart. And here's the other thing that people don't understand. There are over 300 other businesses and nonprofits and religious institutions that this decision does not apply to them.
What about the Catholic Church and their businesses?
That's what I'm just getting ready to say. The Little Sisters of the Poor, this doesn't apply to them at all. They're kind of
so they still have
hanging.
To provide all this contraception.
Yeah, they're left out hanging. Their petition will still continue because they were not at all covered by this decision. So here's another point that I'd like to make that people forget. Alito very specifically said, that vaccines and blood transfusions are not to be interpreted to also fall into this category. They were specifically talking about the contraceptive mandate. They made that very clear in the decision, Bruce.
It's the whole thing just blows me away. I mean, even Hillary Clinton comes out and basically speaks absolute lies about the so-called war on women. I understand MSNBC. I understand CNN. I mean, MSNBC is just, you know, off the charts stupid altogether. CNN is not always that bad. But Hillary should at least speak the truth sometimes.
Right.
I mean, I know her book has fallen off the charts. And the book about the enmity between the Clintons and the Obamas is soaring in the charts, which is hysterical. I think it's by Ed Klein. It's The Clintons versus the Obamas, or whatever the title is, whereas Hillary's book is like 100,000 copies the first week and 40-some thousand the second week, which is a precipitous fall. So maybe her mind is not all that clear, or maybe that fall, that little problem she had a few years ago, is still rearing its head. But she was absolutely lying about this decision.
Right. Well, the other thing, too, is immediately the Senate Democrats, in particular Tom Harkin, says we're going to find an end run around the Hobby Lobby decision because the Supreme Court is restricting a woman's access to birth control.
I know. That, they're restricting a woman's access.
Right.
Now, the irony is, how much does most birth control cost? $10 a month. How much does the morning after pill cost? Which hopefully you don't need that many times, because maybe you'll learn after the time not to get pregnant. It costs $30. So the Hobby Lobby is so horribly cheap, they don't want to pay for your $30 morning after pill. They'll pay for everything else, but not that $30 pill.
Here's a point that needs to be made, Bruce. Because this decision is so narrowly construed, and I wish someone could get me the exact metrics on this, but the number of women who are actually going to fall into this particular category, and let's talk about what this category is. It is a category of women who work for a closely held corporation, and not only do they have to work for a closely held corporation, but it's one in which their employer is not going to provide those four specific forms of contraception. So what are those? The two IUDs and then Plan B in the morning after. Now, that's not to say that you cannot get a prescription for them, correct?
And you're not banned. It's not. Right, they're just not going to pay for it.
Right. And we are presuming that those that are working full-time, okay, and have health care coverage from their employer are most likely going to be able to afford the prescription cost that it will cost for those.
Again, $30 for the morning after pill, which I would hope you don't need more than once or twice a year, if that often.
Exactly.
And the IUD is just another form of birth control, which there's four or five others that they cover, including the pill and its various incarnations. So that really only means that there's two items that you can't get, and they're both basically abortion pills.
Right. Exactly. So, but you know, I was on one of my sites that I write for. And there was a long discussion that a woman posted a post and said, you know, I agree with Hobby Lobby. And then there were a litany of comments that wanted to debate her interpretation of how these four forms of birth control actually work in the body. And you know what, Bruce? Mm-hmm. We're just not going to win on this. You know, we are not, you know, if people have a certain mentality around these things and really feel that these are not abortifacients, then we're just not going to win. We're not going to win. And you know what? We need to have the discussion with people who are willing to discuss it with us intelligently and rationally. The bottom line
is, that's not going to be anybody on MSNBC or CNN or most of the left-leaning politicos and blogs. All they do is call us names and lie about what this decision means. Now, let's talk about another decision. Sherilyn, there was another decision, 9-0, saying, including the two justices that President Obama appointed. That decision seemed to question the authority of the president.
Right. You're talking about the NLRB appointments that were made?
Yes, please. Let's talk about that. 9-0. So the 5-4 bought decision of Hobby Lobby, somehow all nine justices got on the same page on this other one.
Right.
So conspiracy of the right and this right men conspiracy that they want to have us believe somehow didn't apply to this 9-0 decision. So explain that one to us.
Well, that issue was the three NLRB. Let me spell it out. It's National Labor Relations Board appointees that were made actually when the Senate was in session. So what?
Oh, no, but Obama declared them on recess. I thought that he could decide when they're on recess.
That's the whole quibble. The question
he doesn't
was,
get to tell them when they're on recess?
Exactly. So that was the issue, was whether the Senate was really in recess or not. And the Supreme Court said, no, they weren't. But what they really were in was in a Senate pro forma session, which is just another, it's just another term for defining how long the Senate will be in recess or not, okay? Mm. So this was a Senate pro forma session, and it wasn't a proper recess. Well,
I thought it lasted an entire 3 days.
Exactly, it did.
So
it was
obviously clear that President Obama couldn't wait 3 days.
No, clearly not. Clearly not. And it was unanimous. It was unanimous that,
the four liberal judges didn't side with Obama. I guess they were corrupted somehow.
Yep, I guess they were. And those three NLRB appointments are not valid, Bruce. They are not valid. They were not valid.
So let's also explain something else. All these executive orders that the president has initiated, all the ones on the left like to tell us how many more President Bush did. Now, they don't want to talk about the fact that President Bush did a lot more was they were little things. They weren't changing laws like Obama's done to his own so-called Affordable Health Care Act.
Yes, right. I mean,
Everything Bush did was a tiny little technical nothing. What Obama's doing is changing laws by himself.
Right. And you know, there's a legal argument to be made, said the lawyer. There's a legal argument to be made that all of these administrative changes that he's making to Obamacare are, in fact, substantive changes. So, therefore, we need to go through the legislative process on that.
Now, well, of course we do. But the big thing that makes me crazy is they cite the number that Bush did or the number that Clinton did as if the number bears any relationship
to what they
were. The
number doesn't matter. The number, in my opinion, is not relevant.
It's irrelevant. It's what you're doing with that.
Right.
It's breaking the law versus just doing a little technical thing, which is what both Clinton, a Democrat, and Bush, a Republican, did. Obama's doing executive orders that are breaking the law.
Well, they are. I mean, what he's doing is he is doing executive orders, which, and the reason why he's doing, as we've come to know, is that he's circumventing the legislative process because he's not interested in working with Congress. As you know, you probably heard him on the press conference he did the other day. He's about playing the blame game and blaming Congress for not passing his immigration legislation. So now he feels he's going to circumvent the process. He feels that he's emboldened and empowered to do so because he has a Congress that he feels is not cooperative with him.
Yeah, well, you know something? The non-cooperative person is our president. He has control of the Senate. He could introduce some laws. Instead of just doing immigration by himself, which we don't have time to cover, he could ask Harry Reid to put forth something. He doesn't do, I want to say the yes word. Let's just say he doesn't do crap. We're out of time, Sherilyn. Thank you for getting my blood boiling.
I know, as I always seem to do every Thursday.
Well, that's because you're speaking wisdom and the truth, and unfortunately sometimes it hurts to hear it. Please let our listeners know where you can be found and where they can read and listen to more of you than these very fast segments we do together.
Lovely. Your listeners can find me on Twitter at Harley, H-A-R-L-E-Y, Levon, L-E-B-O-N. They can also go to my website at harleylevon.com. where I update all my columns and media clips and radio shows and all of that good stuff.
Thank you so much. We will be back with me after a short break, and then we have Dr. Jennifer with us, so stay tuned.
I'm crying like a little whip pup because of love.
Okay, who do I have?